Dave and DeGenovic. Eye on the Hill 2023. Special coverage with Dave and DeGenovic.
If you missed the 10 o'clock hour of the show, right out of the gate, we came out hot with the tea on Capitol Hill to repeal the law that gives candidates another path to the ballot if they don't have the delegate support at convention, if they don't have their party support. Right now, they can go out and collect signatures. But year after year, including this year, Republicans have pushed to repeal that law and that opportunity for that candidate to get their name on the primary ballot.
And earlier today, we talked to Taylor Morgan, who's the executive director over Count My Vote. He's been a lobbyist for this specifically, really supports in his claimed and really said that the primary ballot, the primary system in Utah was broken before. Everyone was selected all by the delegates. There was very little drama, very little competition in primary voting races. That has changed since the signature gathering has become more prominent.
Lindsay Ertz on Capitol Hill for us today, as always, as she is every day. You spoke with Representative Jordan Tusher just a few moments ago about this bill that he's sponsoring to repeal the signature path to the ballot.
Yeah, Devin, I think he would take issue with calling it a repeal of the signature path, because in his bill, it still allows for the signature path. It just says that if a candidate gets 70% of the delegate support at convention, then those who gathered signatures are eliminated from the race. Mm-hmm. So he's making the argument that a lot of times when we have a candidate, example, a Mike Lee, where he got 70% at convention, then he ends up winning the primary election with, what, 60-some-odd percent, that we're going to skip that whole time and money of holding a primary and just go with the candidate that the delegates selected at convention. Now, I want to play for you a little bit of my conversation because I asked him some more direct questions about whether or not this was chipping away at the signature gathering process.
What it would be is that people will continue to gather signatures regardless of, you know, the result of the convention. And someone may have qualified for the ballot through signatures, but if they don't get, if someone gets 70% in convention, then they would be eliminated.
Does that waste their money, their time to gather signatures?
It does, but just like any other campaigning activity would. You know, so you may decide, I'm going to send out a mailer, or I'm going to spend my time going door to door, or I'm going to send text messages to everyone, or I'm going to hold a big event. All of those things cost time and money, and a candidate has to balance to see, do I want to continue to collect signatures and do the time and expenses that go with that versus just going straight into caucus convention? I think you'll find in the majority of cases, candidates will continue to get signatures, but they'll also make more of an effort in that convention.
Is this a way to chip away at the signature gathering process?
Not at all. That's why it was really important for us to have both paths. It's just we don't want to waste the time and resources of having to go through a primary if we know the result is going to be the same.
Lindsay, it seems that the signature path allows you to kind of alienate the delegates if you wish. But this new bill would require you to win over a significant chunk of the delegates so that you're not automatically eliminated.
Well, it would just make a little bit more of a calculation for you as a candidate. Do I spend my time gathering signatures that I could get wiped out of anyways, or do I go out and try to, like you're saying, woo some of those delegates in order to get 70% at convention or have a chance there? But I think Tusher, in fact, fully admitted to me that he thinks the balance of the signature versus the convention path has been tipped a little bit towards signatures through the Count My Vote process and through going that path to the ballot. And like he said, he doesn't believe that it's that he wants to necessarily chip away with it, but he does want to find a better balance where both paths, he says, have that equal value to get on the ballot.
Representative Tusher has also been front and center on the fight for age restrictions when it comes to social media access. What did he tell you about that, Linz?
Yeah, so he's running a bill that is a companion bill to Senator Mike McKell's bill. They do similar things, but they kind of chip away at social media's impact on teens in different ways. And I actually have another clip that I'm going to let Representative Tusher describe for you how his bill is different than Senator McKell's bill.
So at a high level, what I would say the differences are between the two bills is that Senator McKell's bill is focused more around parental opt-in, parental tools, and ensuring that social media companies aren't collecting minors' data or advertising to minors. My bill is focused more around the harmful impacts of social media and holding those companies accountable to ensure that they're not creating harmful algorithms that are causing mental health issues for our young kids, and then also looking at what the right age or this has changed somewhat in the substitute, but
yeah,
really
it's not
looking
16
at
anymore.
Yeah, trying to target those areas of when are kids mature enough to start working on social media. And so though we don't have a hard age now at 16, what we did do in the bill is say, as a state, we look at it and we say, if you're under 16 and on social media, it's harmful per se. And so if you get sued for that, then you as a social media company has to come back and defend themselves that it's not harmful, rather than making the plaintiff prove that there's the harm there in the first place.
Lindsay, this is where it does get a little tricky. State laws for national and worldwide companies, that's a little tricky.
Yeah, and oftentimes when you have a federal law versus a state law, the federal law will trump the state law, but this is a state law that would...
Did we lose Lindsay? Lindsay's, I think, dialing in from Capitol Hill right now. But I want to read something regarding Representative Tusher's bill. There, you heard him allude to the fact that it has changed. Now, originally, and I'm reading this right off of KSL.com, they've done some excellent reporting on this as well. Originally, his bill, Dave, would have had an outright ban on social media use for those under the age of 16.
Right.
We have talked about that. It was substituted, meaning there was a replacement that came in, to simply require parental consent for all users under the age of 18. But, and here's the catch for me, it would also require social media companies to verify ages of all users, right? So his bill would now require, is Lindsay back?
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Just to clarify, his new version of this would require social media companies to verify all ages of all users, even though they don't have a child on social media.
So, yeah, both the bills are going to require age verification. And that's really the hang up with the bills right now, both of them, because some opponents are saying this is going to make me provide my government ID to social media companies who already have all of my data, and they're going to have my license number and all of these things. So there's really concerns about security. Representative Tusher said that in his negotiations with the social media companies that they have ways to verify age that are not a government ID. So I'll be interested to watch and see if and how those pop up in the bill and whether or not the social media companies actually use them.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz, thanks for joining us.
So even though I'm 55 years old and my kids are all in their 20s and I've had a Facebook account for 10 years.
Yeah.
I have to now verify my age. Why?
Do you ever go to a bar and get carded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
That's normal.
Right, but I mean, why is that a thing? What does that have to do with social media? Why do you want to conflate the two?
We do it all the time. We show our ID. We give it to people. We prove
time. But wait a minute. Time out. I don't like this at all. Why all of a sudden am I getting lumped in with the minors? Right? I mean, I'm getting lumped in with the minors because I mean, just because they want this. I don't understand this, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we do this all the time.
Got to take calls.
How often do you see someone buying cigarettes?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
With all the gray hair.
801-575 with all the gray hair. You watch yourself over there. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Let's squeeze in some phone calls as we march you up to Maria Chaleos and her new news. 801-575-TALK next.